And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 4th of June, 2016. It's the birthday of Ruth Westheimer, born Carola Ruth Siegel in Frankfurt, Germany, 1928. Family, Orthodox Jews, sent her to a Swiss boarding school when the Nazis came to power. She never saw them again, believed they died at Auschwitz. She moved to Palestine after the war. She became a Zionist sniper. She was very short, but she said she had a knack for putting bullets exactly where I want them to go. Fell in love with an Israeli soldier who lived in her kibbutz. They married, moved to Paris, 1950. She studied psychology at the Sorbonne. She moved to New York with a French boyfriend, had a daughter, got her master's in sociology. Then she met a man named Manfred Westheimer. They fell in love. They were married a year later. She took a job at Planned Parenthood in Harlem and then started educating people about sex, got a doctorate in sex counseling from Columbia, and then a weekly radio show, Sexually Speaking. She became Dr. Ruth. Her most recent book, The Doctor Is In, Dr. Ruth on Love, Life, and Joie de Vivre, part advice and part memoir. 1919, on this date, Congress passed the 19th Amendment to the Constitution, giving women the right to vote. It was ratified by the states and took effect in August 1920. The first Pulitzer Prizes were awarded on this day in 1917. It was on this day, 1962, William Faulkner's last novel was published, The Reavers, Reavers, R-E-I-V-E-R, an old Scottish word for thieves. It was on this day, 1940, Carson McCullough's novel, The Heart is a Lonely Hunter, first appeared. She was 23, a novel about a group of outcasts who were all drawn to the same person, a deaf man. It was a great success when it came out. And it was on this day in 1989, Chinese troops stormed Tiananmen Square in Beijing, cracking down on students conducting pro-democracy demonstrations. The troops approached the square with tanks in the late evening. Violence broke out around midnight, some people throwing rocks, Molotov cocktails, the troops responding with gunfire. Soldiers surrounded the perimeter. All the lights went out about 4 a.m. It was very quiet. The students decided to evacuate, and almost all of them survived. And that day, the famous photograph of a student staring down a tank was taken by a photographer for the Associated Press, Jeff Widener, a student who walked up to a tank, stood in its path, refusing to move, a picture that was printed around the world. Here's a poem for today by Gerard Manley Hopkins as Kingfishers Catch Fire. I'm just going to read it for the sound, so don't think too hard about it. I'm just going to read it, and you can listen to it. As Kingfishers Catch Fire. As kingfishers catch fire, dragonflies draw flame. As tumbled over rim and roundy wells, stones ring. Like each tucked string tells, each hung bell's bow swung, finds tongue to fling out broad its name. Each mortal thing does one thing and the same, deals out that being indoors each one dwells, selves, goes itself, myself, it speaks and spells, crying, what I do is me for that I came. I say more, the just man justices, keeps grace that keeps all his goings graces, acts in God's eye what in God's eye he is, Christ. For Christ plays in 10,000 places, lovely in limbs and lovely in eyes not his, to the Father through the features of men's faces. As Kingfishers Catch Fire by Gerard Manley Hopkins. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available on iOS devices. Subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. Engineered by Noah Smith, produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.